item 2, the work of Drainage Services Department in Yao Jin Wong, paper number 26 of 2015. Let's welcome Mr. Daniel Chung, Director of the Drainage Services, and the Chief Engineer of the DSD. Mr. Chung will be with us for about 40 minutes since he is rather busy. I'll first ask Mr. Chung to speak to us. Thank you, Chairman, members, for giving me the opportunity to introduce to you the work of the DSD in Yao Jin Wong. I'm also here to listen to your views so that we can improve our work. I'll first give a brief presentation so that I have more time to listen to your views. We have two major areas of work: flood prevention and sewage treatment. When it comes to the first, we're talking about rainwater drainage to prevent flooding. When it comes to the second area, is the collection of sewerage from we're talking about collection of domestic and commercial sewerage. We'll treat it before it is discharged. When it comes to our work in Yao Jin Wong, there are a lot of drainage services. We have about 150 kilometers of rainwater pipes and 110 kilometers of sewerage pipes. And of course, we have maintenance and repair. We'll unblock drains and repair drains, or replace if necessary. There are three sewerage pumping stations in this district. We're responsible for the daily operation and repair. In the past year, in this regard, we have about $31 million in recurrent expenditure in Yao Jin Wong. Another area of our work relates to flood prevention works. You see in this district, the area delineated in red is Yao Jin Wong. There are two catchment areas, East Kowloon and West Kowloon. Yao Jin Wong covers these two catchment areas. We conduct reviews and studies on the overall program of rainwater discharge. We take into account drainage facilities and the ongoing developments and future developments of the district. You might have heard about climate change. It's a great challenge to respond to climate change that results in a change in rainwater collected. We review the drainage system in the district to identify improvement areas. At the end of this year, we will we will have completed the study. There will be recommendations, and then we will see what works have to be done in Yao Chim Wong District to ensure that the system will cope with future changes. Say, for example, a rise in the sea level and extreme rainfall. We're talking about the $27 million for the study. Sewerage. We have a number of projects planned. There is the Cherry Street dry season interception facility. We are now working on the design. We reckon that next year, after we've completed with the design and with funding approval, we will start the work in 2016 for completion in 2020. But there are also problems brought from the Yamate rain typhoon shelter. For this, we're talking about $530 million. And there are also a number of sewerage drainage improvement measures. We will improve 10 kilometers of existing drainage pipes and 6 dry season sewerage interception facilities, and to build one more. We will start work next year. Of course, it depends on whether we will get funding approval, and completion will be in about 2024. We're talking about $530 million. We are in close liaison with the District Council. You have given us valuable input. We look forward to continuous cooperation with you. So that we can continue to improve our work in your district to bring a better living area for residents. Thank you. There are a number of projects that have been completed in our district by the DSD. Say, for example, drainage of flood water. The one is under the Boundary Street. With that completed, flooding is no longer a frequent occurrence. We have
Ms. Kwan. I agree with what you just said, that after the Chemistry Lab's efforts, we have many creeks to
As far as I know, that in Tsim Sha Tsui East, there is a major pipe that has been replaced. In the past, in Chatham Road South, when it comes to rainy season or a storm, in the Observatory Street, there would definitely be flooding. And now the situation has improved. But I have a question. TST East near the Centenary Garden. We have yet to have the rain season. Last year, after you replaced the drainage pipe last year, residents think that, yes, the situation has improved, but still the streets were flooded. There are a lot of five-star hotels there. We've heard about complaints from visitors. Is it because of geographical reasons or whatever reasons? I don't know about that, but the area near the Centenary Garden, can you further improve the system? Because every year we suffer during the rain season. Every year I have to tread in water. And for Hill Road and also Chatham Road South near the observatory road, the situation is the same. So please do something about it. Thank you. Sorry, I have to get that slide back. I was talking about the dry season interceptor at Cherry Street that is older and is of concern to residents here. You said that work will start in 2016 for completion in 2020. It spans over 4 years, which is a very long time. So can you tell us, will there be, how much will the improvement be at different stages? As you know that interception of a sewerage is to stop odor. So can you elaborate? Don't make residents think that they have to wait till 2020. That is, I'm talking about the dry weather flow interceptor. Please give us more information. Mr. Howe?
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Zhong, for visiting the LGMO District Council. And we're happy to hear that in the past we used to have floods along Nathan Road in LGMO District, and after the measures were implemented, the flood situation improved a lot. However, we have another concern. We have a lot of renovation and refurbishment of shops in Mong Kok. I don't know if they are doing it deliberately or not, but they discharge sewage into stormwater drains, causing some kind of pollution to our water source. I'd like to ask the department whether there are any preventive measures, wrong connection of pipes or misconnection of pipes, what can be done to prevent pollution as a result of that. Vice Chairman, Ms. Cole. Thank you, Chairman. Well, I think my fellow members have already talked about my concerns. And I'm talking about Cherry Street, the dry weather flow interceptor, and the whole project in the area. Well, in this district council, I've been listening to this project for 7 or 8 years already, and then work will not be commence until 2018 for completion in 2022. That means our residents would have to put up with the odor for a much longer time, and they're craning their necks. And I understand that you are doing something about that. I'd like to know whether your project will be divided into different phases. Otherwise, it will be difficult to explain to our residents. And it's just not, it's not just a matter of explaining to the public. They will also have great doubts on the government's efficiency. So as summer is coming, we can expect more odor causing nuisance to local residents. So my question is whether director could speed up work Any other questions? If not, I'd like to say something about my constituency as well. It's in the reclamation area, and we have some, you know, a laying of pipes by the department. And at the area between Hoi Ting Road and the Cherry Street, and at intervals, well, you could smell the odor coming from drains and gutters, and I hope the director would also note this issue. And I recall about that decade ago at the area near the park, a lot of mud was stretched, and I'm talking about sludge mud dredged from the from underground, and I don't know whether it is because of that, and then odor would come out from the gutters along the street. Now, about the dry weather flow interceptors in Cherry Street, we have been waiting for that for a long time, and we also hope to see the work being commenced and completed. But I understand that the project would cost over $500 million, in fact. Have you sought funding approval from LegCo? Because my concern is with filibustering, things may be delayed, and the public may be disappointed. So, Director, your response to these questions? Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members, for your questions. In short, let me respond in the two following points. About the problem of flood in Chatham Road South, this is the only black spot in this district at the moment. In the past, we implemented improvement measures, and you should see that the situation of flood has somewhat been relieved in recent years. However, I can see the problem is not eradicated yet, and we are still implementing improvement measures in the long term to improve the situation there. We need large-scale projects because it's a low-lying area, and as I mentioned before, what we are doing is a territory-wide review on our drainage system, which will be completed by the end of this year, and by then we will have specific recommendations on flood relief proposals. Now, at the moment, to address the issue, we may have to do something similar to what we had done in Shenwan in the past, but we have yet to formulate any concrete plans. We're waiting for our consultant to put forward their proposal before taking on these any projects. And the other issue is about odor. Now, drain-related odor comes from different sources. For example, perhaps sewage for some reason is discharged into our stormwater drains, and that may be due to misconnection of pipes, and that may also be due to illegal discharge of wastewater into roadside drains. The other reason may have to do with a blockage of drains. This may also generate odor. And to address the issue, we have implemented measures Well, for example, on a regular basis, we unblock the drains, and we have also in the past digging out precipitates. And about the box culverts in Cherry Street, we're going to increase our effort in unblocking drains, and before we put in the interceptor, we hope by doing so we can address this issue. And if polluted water is discharged into, say, the new Yamate typhoon shelter, it may worsen water quality and cause an odor problem. And we hope to extend the operating time of interceptors. The existing period is from March to October, and we may lengthen the period, but that depends on the weather as well, because these interceptors are called dry weather flow interceptors, meaning that during dry seasons when rainfall is low, and after pollutant enters the drainage system, they will be pumped and conveyed to the treatment plants for treatment before discharge. This would help address the problem of misconnecting pipes or wrongful discharge of polluted water into our stormwater drains. But that depends on the weather. If there is much rain, then our interceptors won't be able to intercept rainwater as well, because rainwater would be abundant, and if the abundant volume is pumped into the treatment plants, it may cause an overload beyond our capacity. Coming back to the dry weather flow interceptor in Cherry Street, Chairman asked a question, have we applied for funding? The answer is no. As I mentioned just now, we're at the design stage. We need to come up with a design before we apply for funding from LegCo. So we estimate that by the end of this year, we will be able to complete our design. Following that, we'll apply for funding next year, and it is anticipated that works will commence next year. And I want to explain again that the flow interceptor project is not a simple one. You can see the project cost $550 million. The project covers some water dams, so that during dry seasons, the water dams will be lifted, or gates will be lifted, and we don't anticipate much rain in the non-rainy seasons. So even if the water is polluted, with the dams in place, the water will not be discharged right into the sea. And yet, we need pumping stations so that the polluted water during dry seasons can be pumped to our treatment plants. And that involves some pipes to be laid, and it's not as easy as installing a device in the box type culvert. We need other associated facilities. That is why we anticipate that the project will be completed by 2020, in about 4 years' time, and in an urban district for works to be carried out, we cannot take up too much of the space on the road. So works cannot be carried out in one go because we this will affect traffic as well as local residents. So the project will be taking 3 to 4 years' time. That's the reason. Thank you, Mr. Chong, for your response. Well, any other follow-up questions or comments on yes or director's reply? If not, then I thank the director for visiting our district to make this presentation and to answer our questions. Thank you. So that's the end of item 2. And before we start item 3, on behalf of Wei Chin Mong District Council, we need to congratulate Wong Kin San for the new baby boy in his home. So we congratulate Mr. Wong and we wish him and his family good health.